Thank you. prison fix. The muddy corpses cry, howling to the sky. Reach the other side, open wide the gates. We'll be right back.
Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bite with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie, babe, so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath's been just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now, ho, ho, yeah, super tawdry. Ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Now that Maggie's back in town, I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Sookie Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line falls on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town.
Baby, you're in it. I can't believe it. You are in it. You weren't lying. the hitman, Bret Hart. Look at it. The king is out. And Bret Hart, it looks like... Oh, my.
I think we just saw a record broken. I think Lana had just broken a record.
I think he just said it. It takes a king and...
To know a king, McMahon. I told you.
You told us what?
It takes a king to know a king.
It's not true. Yeah, but Goldberg's the man. You can beat on him all day. I'll tell you, when I saw him first come on the scene here, I was so impressed. I never saw a man with that much physical power, that much ability that this man had. He was just awesome.
It's going to be a defining moment in his career, as well as one in the career of Kevin Nash, and one in the history of Starrcade. Up against the ropes again, he kicked away. Goldberg, I don't know where he gets it from, with the exception of he's
a champion of the world.
He's a champion of the world, but he is inhuman at times. He didn't even go down.
I guarantee you, Nash.
He did that time.
The average man, they're down.
One, two.
But Goldberg is not an average man by any means.
Unbelievable.
Nice counter, spinning neck breaker by Goldberg.
Notice the quickness.
He hooks. Nash gonna take him off again. Lifted off of those powerful legs as well. One, two, and no!
Did he get him? No. Two fingers shot up by Mickey J.
Wow, many fans thought it was over. Goldberg immediately to his feet. Goldberg!
Standing sidekick took Nash off of his feet.
Goldberg has come back now.
They both have their hands full. Look at that power of that man.
Up onto the shoulder.
A guy the size of Kevin Nash up on the shoulder. One, two. Nash got the right shoulder up. It was not a good press that time by Goldberg, although it was a good move to get him down.
But Nash realizes what's at stake right now.
Goldberg went for a quick cover, didn't have proper weight distribution, only gets two.
Yeah, didn't have it over the shoulder. Into the ropes, Goldberg, another phenomenal move. Kevin Nash goes down. What is this? What is he doing here? This Wolfpack wannabe.
Guess he's trying to prove that he deserves a right to wear those colors. I think all he deserves is a spear from Goldberg.
Bam Bam's in.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Remember, this is no disqualification.
Absolutely it is. And Bigelow, once again, uninvited.
Whoa.
Not supposed to be here. Send him to jail.
Meanwhile, Nash gets a break.
What is that?
That's one of those tasers the police use.
It's like a stun gun. That was Scott Hall.
That was Scott Hall. You could hear it clicking. It was like a cattle prodder, a stun gun.
Kevin Nash never saw that.
And he jabbed it in the midsection of Goldberg.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
He... This be it! One, two, three!
The streak is over!
And we have a new world champion!
The streak is over! 173-1, and a new world champion! Kevin Nash is crowned world's heavyweight champion!
Never get laid.
Hey,
backed up, he started the car. He turned around and drove back to the bar. He said, now baby, don't be sad. In my opinion, you weren't half bad. She picked up a rock, threw it in the car, hit him in the head, knew he's got a big scar. Come on, party people, so listen to me. Take rape, style, leave. The next day, she went to her drawer, looked up her local attorney at law, went to the phone and filed a police report. And then she kicked the guy's ass to court. Well, the day he stood in front of the judge, he screamed, she lies, that little slut. The judge knew he was full of shit, and he gave him 25 years. And now his heart is filled with tears. One night in jail, it was getting late. He was butt raped by a large inmate, and he screamed, but the gods paid no attention to his cries. That's when things got out of control. The moral of the date rape story, it does not pay to be drunk and horny, but that's the way it had to be. They locked him up and threw away the key. Well, I can't take pity on men of his kind, even though he now takes it in the behind. That's the way it had to be. They locked him up and threw away the key. Well, I can't take pity on men of his kind, even though he now takes it in the behind.
No matter what's going wrong, I know one thing, that no part of me, no matter how hidden, is capable of that. I can prove it.
How?
I can call him.
Shall witness a new miracle.
champion because he is the best, because he's custom made, because he's a kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, set him again. Woo! That just happens to be the greatest wrestler alive today. I'm going to beat all 14 of them, and that's from Dusty Rhodes to the Road Warrior Animal, to the Road Warrior Hawk, to Wahoo McDaniels, and then I want every woman in the world today, because I am one of the four horsemen, to say, Secretariat, woo, you're more man than we ever imagined one man could be. In other words, girls, what is cause in all this? Woo!
Oh, Taggart, would you mind explaining to me what you and Rosewood were doing in a strip bar out of our jurisdiction when you were still on duty?
Sir, before you chastise these two officers, I think it's something you should know. The only reason that they were at a strip bar is because they were tailing me and I went to this place. Now, these two officers were sitting outside wondering what I was doing. I wasn't having a good time. I'm into things like that. Anyway, these guys waited outside, and the only reason that they came in was because they saw two suspicious-looking gentlemen with bulges in their jackets going into the place. Well, it turns out that these guys were going to commit a robbery, sir. These men watched them, waited for them to make their move, and then they foiled a crime. I did not know what was going on. I was watching the show having fun. I'm still freaked out by it. You must have a sixth sense. I don't know what you teach these fellows, but they're not just regular cops, okay? They're super cops. And the only thing missing on these guys are capes.
Is this what really happened?
No, sir.
Would someone like to tell me what really happened?
Well, Foley invited us to this bar, and we accepted.
We ordered club soda, sir.
Right. And while we were there, Foley observed the two suspects casing the establishment. And before we knew what was going on, he'd already disarmed one of them. Detective Foley deserves all the credit for the arrest, sir.
Detective Foley, we appreciate your assistance. But in the future, if you want to practice law enforcement, I would prefer you did it in Detroit.
I understand, sir. I'm sorry. Before I go, I just want you two to know something, all right? That the super cop story was working, okay? It was working, and you guys just messed it up, okay? I'm trying to figure you guys out, but I haven't yet. But it's cool. It's a fuck-up, perfectly good lie, and it's all right.
Get a little lonely in the middle of the night, and I need you, darling, to make things all right. So come on, baby, baby, please. And I'm begging you, baby, 'cause I'm on my knees. Turn on your light and it shine on me. Turn on your light, light, let it shine on me. Hey, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. without a warning, you broke my heart. Taking it, baby, torn it apart. And you left me standing in the dark, crying. Said you love, or he would die. So come on, baby, baby, please. And I'm begging you, baby, and I'm on my knees. Turn on your light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Hey, shine, shine, I get a little lonely in the middle of the night, and I need you, baby, to make things all right. So come on, baby, baby, please,
baby, baby.
And I'm begging you, baby,
baby,
cause I'm on my knees.
On my knees.
Turn on your light,
turn on your light.
Let it shine on me,
shine on me.
Turn on your love light,
your love
light. Let it shine on me,
shine on me.
Let it shine on me,
shine.
Let it shine on me, let it shine on me. Let it shine on me. Why don't you let it shine on me? Why don't you let it be shine on me? And I heard in the morning, let it shine on me. Late in the evening, let it shine on me too. And that's all I need. I just got to get some. That's all I need. I just got to get some. I just got to. Just got to. Get a little more. Yes, I do. And I don't want it all, but I just want a little bit. I don't want it all, no, 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 no. I just want a little bit. Let your loving, let your kissing, let your rolling. That's all I want. Make me feel, make me feel, make me feel. Side. Just like a stingray on a four-day ride. Yes, it do. Now, wait a minute. I want to tell you about my baby. I want to tell you how come she make her feel so good. Yes, she do. Yes, she do. I know she make her feel all right. Yes, she do. She got box back knitted, great big and over back, working undercover with the phone hung out. Like you fellas may handle, cause she always ride by my side. Yes, she is. Get a little hungry. Yes, I will. I just reach over my left shoulder. I just tap on the shoulder and say, hello. Come on, girl. I've been saddled for a long time. I'm just waiting for you. Now jump on in. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But you know, fellas, some of you guys out here, now you may have a little trouble. Now you may wake in the morning, have nobody by your side. But that's your fault, cause it's none of mine. Unless I stole it. But I think you better take your hand out of your pocket. Just take your hand out of your pocket and turn over. In the morning, and I get a little lonesome, I ask my baby, why don't you turn on your light? She do, turn it on me. Turn on your low light, just a taste. Turn it on me.
I just a little bit hot. Get your hands out of your pockets and turn on your low light.
What you talking about, huh? So that's all you got to do, like the man said. Turn it on me. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit higher. Just a little bit higher. Oh, no. That's all I need. Oh, no, 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 no. That's all I got to do. That's all I got to do. So I said, hey, darling, why don't you turn on your light? I said, hey, baby, why don't you turn on your little thing? Yes, I do. I just whip it on me. I just a little bit higher. Whip it on me. I just a little bit higher. Why don't you let it shine a little bit higher? Let it shine just a little bit higher. I just got to get you on. Oh, my baby, you make me feel like a loving man. I just got to be a loving man. Just a little bit more, a little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher. Turn on your light, all I need. Turn it on up now, it's all I got to have. And I just got to get some, a little bit more. And I just need a little more, satisfy me. Just got to get some more. Satisfy me. Gotta keep on pushing. All I need. Turn it on up there. Just got to get. Just I got to get. Just I got to get. A little bit.